We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 7:16 on this Wednesday, January 19th. Thank you for getting your day started with us here at WWL. Highs of 72 today, and it's not going to be this warm. Well, not as it is right now, but it's not going to be as warm as it will be today for at least 10 days as a couple of cold fronts come through and winter is here. It just got here a little bit late, I guess. Highs of 48 tomorrow. Plenty of wind, too, so it's going to feel colder than that. Friday is going to be the worst of it all, highs in the 30s with precipitation. They say a winter mix, and we'll have to see exactly what that is. And, of course, on the North Shore and other areas, you're going to have to watch and pay attention to those signs that we normally scoff at that say bridge freezes ahead of roadway. When you pass those in July, and go, pfft. Saturday, highs of 46, 49 on Sunday. And right now, if you look at the areas, 55 degrees, temperatures in different areas, 55 degrees in Metairie and Kenner, Thibodeau, 55 degrees, and as it stands now in Belchase, it's 54. We welcome in our friend Archie Chasson, president of Lafourche Parish, to see what's going on there. How you doing, Archie? Happy New Year to you.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having us on again.
Tell me about the helicopter crash, because I think for everything I hear, this was solid gold. This guy that was the pilot and so forth.
Yeah, you know, we had the opportunity to meet Mr. Dylan Horn's family. You know, Dylan was a military Army veteran, had flown in the military, and then became a commercial pilot after he got out. But just a really stand up guy, you know. And you know when you do these things, you try not to get, you know, really emotionally invested in things like this, for obvious reasons. But we stumbled across a tribute page for Dylan on Facebook that I think his girlfriend had set up and his family members are a part of. And it's been really cool to really learn about the guy and see all the great things he had done in his short 30 years on Earth. But, you know, we were able to recover most of the helicopter, the tail rotor, the main rotor section, the engine segment, along with the salvage company. So they're going to start to piece that back together in a warehouse. And from here, the NTSB and FAA are going to take over the investigation, see if they can piece together what really went wrong. But, you know, we were able to recover the pilot and the passenger for their families to bring them some sorts of closure. And we just continue to pray for them in their time of grief.
Archie, I don't want to go all Oprah on you here or anything, but, you know, when you talk about the pilot and what you learned about him, and I'll make it in reference to the people in Lafourche and other parishes that were hard hit by Ida and what they're going through, I think we tend to realize that, you know, people are people. Everybody's got their own story and so forth, and that we don't realize that just because it doesn't affect us, we still should be concerned. Do you understand the point I'm trying to get to here?
Yeah, no doubt. And in talking with Dylan's family, you know, I don't think when they came down, because they're not, you know, he wasn't a local guy. The passenger, I think, was from around the Abbeville, Lafayette, Broussard area. But the pilot wasn't a local guy. His family is not local. His dad and his stepdad were both military veterans, so they moved around a lot as well. And I don't think they were ready for the level of how far we went with this. And it's a testament, I think, to not only our folks, but the sheriff's office, the salvage company who was there, the contractors we had working with us. And, you know, they were very grateful for what we were doing. And I said, you know, guys, if the shoe was on the other foot, we'd all want the same thing. And I think when we look at Hurricane Ida, it's the same thing, and how this community rallied around itself, how people from across the state and the country rallied down here to help us out after Hurricane Ida. And we've done that countless times over, whether it was the supplies we sent to Kentucky after their tornadoes, whether it was the work we did in Southwest Louisiana after Laura and Delta. You know, it's just what we do down here. And it's something that we'll continue to do. We'll, you know, we'll put our boots on and lead from the front like we always do.
A little bit more philosophical waxing, then we'll take a break and we'll come back, talk about the conditions in Lafourche after Ida. But, you know, the helicopter crash, Archie, also goes to the way people carry themselves, and we can be very divided as a nation, and the fragility of life. And maybe you should look at it as, well, if today's your last day, how do you want to spend it?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it was, and I have a lot of friends who work in the oil and gas industry, and a good friend of mine actually flew with Dylan offshore about a week ago. So it was, you know, it's, you kind of come full circle in life sometimes. It's, you know, you never know who you're going to run into. You never know who you're going to interact with. And I think it, as we talk about Martin Luther King Day on Monday, and how he worked to put everyone together, whether we're talking about civil rights and voting or whether we're talking about every day. And you're right, Tommy, as divisive as our country is now, you know, whether it's politics or race or anything like that, this is a true testament about how you come together for the betterhood of man. And do something good for somebody else.
Well, let's take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. 7:21, time for traffic now, WWL. 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Archie Chasson, President Lafourche Parish, and I waxing philosophic for a while and just talking about the helicopter crash, how fragile life is, and human beings just having some compassion and being nice to each other, and not to get on the sermon here or anything, but organizations are made of people. FEMA, I think, is good people. Unfortunately, I think they're handcuffed a lot of times by the regulations. Where do you stand with FEMA? Where do the people of Lafourche Parish stand, Archie, in terms of recovery from Ida and, I guess, particularly housing?
Yeah, so we made some pretty good strides between Thanksgiving and Christmas, Tommy. You know, we're between the state's program that Aptum is running with their travel trailers and the FEMA actual mobile home units that have come in. We're a little over 1,000 units now. So we know we have about 1,400 people who have qualified for FEMA's direct housing program. That number grows by, you know, on an average of 2 to 4 people a day because people are still registering. People are still qualifying for that. So we have about 1,000 more units that we need on the ground from FEMA. And we're still looking for about another 500 or 600 units from the state. And they're slowly still creeping in. We run an average of about 15 or 20 units a day on either program. So they've really picked up the pace, and I don't know whether that's because we've screamed at them or whether or not they finally got their acts together. But you're right, the people we have embedded here with us in the EOC from FEMA working on housing are absolutely awesome. You know, we get, you know, 5 or 10 phone calls a day from people who, you know, FEMA came about a week ago and marked out my yard where it should go, or you know, the unit's here, but it's not hooked up yet. Where's it stalled out at? And these people are busting their butts every day visiting sites, trying to figure out where it stalled and making priorities of, you know, people who may be elderly or maybe in wheelchairs or handicapped in whatever reason, people who have special needs. So it's the program's finally starting to flow. Now, look, it's sad that we're in, you know, almost mid-January and, you know, we're 6 months post-storm and we're still having to deal with this. We should have been well past this by now, but at least they finally got their act together and we're getting there. Other recovery efforts are still ongoing. We're still picking up debris. We should wrap that up in the next, I'm guessing, 30 or 45 days as we continue to, you know, people still dealing with insurance who are now just getting adjusters who have been out there to gut their homes, things like that. Stuff's still coming out to the road. But we're doing about, 100, 150 permits a day, most of which are people coming in to rebuild, which is a good thing. Shows we're not really losing population that much. I think we're going to see another migration to North Lafourche from South Lafourche because of this. But overall, I think the recovery is well ahead of where we all thought we would be at this point based on the magnitude of the storm.
What about this timeline on housing going back to the date of the disaster declaration as opposed to when the housing was actually set up? Have you made any headway on that, or has that been a problem with FEMA?
No, that's been a problem. And I think as much as I hate to say this, I think it will always be a problem just because of their bureaucratic mess and the way things are set up. They don't think ahead. You know, they're very reactive instead of being proactive sometimes. And housing is one of them. They don't pre-stage these things. They don't worry about any of that. They wait for the storm to hit, see if you qualify, if the storm was bad enough to actually get people housing. And then they start worrying about trucking these things in from Missouri and Ohio and wherever they're staged at. So I think it's going to be a constant struggle. And I hope that at some point they figure it out. Hell, maybe one day I'll run for president. We'll reform FEMA, right? You never know. But
hey, if you're looking for somebody to run a campaign, man, I'm your guy.
Yeah, right. I, no. I, you know, I just, I think it's something that's got to be figured out, not for the politicos, but for the average Joe who had their house destroyed and need a place to live, soon after a storm instead of 6 or 8 months.
Amen. Thank you, Archie. God bless you, man. We'll talk to you again soon. Archie Chasson, President of Lafourche Parish. We'll take a break. Come back, talk about opioid over.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.